guys, welcome back to the Balancing Bipolar podcast, the podcast that delves deep into the complexities of living with bipolar disorder. I am your host, Jordan, and today we're going to talk about bipolar in the workplace. So I did mention in a previous episode that I will be doing a podcast relating to the inaccessibility of healthcare, but it has turned into a 7,000 word essay so far, and I'm still nowhere near done with it. I want it to be factual but helpful, and I want it to show alternative ways to access mental health care. So anyway, today's episode is going to be about work and how work has been both detrimental and beneficial to my mental health at times. So let's get into it. In the UK, bipolar disorder is a recognised disability that affects approximately 1.3 million people. Since it's recognised as a disability, this means that we are protected by the Equality Act 2010. However, it's not always that simple. Bipolar is still, unfortunately, a very stigmatised and misunderstood disorder, and sometimes it can be a very difficult decision on whether to disclose this during your application or interview process. So due to the Equality Act 2010, it's actually illegal for employers to refuse your work or fire you based on your disability. And Bipolar UK stated that 90% of people with bipolar disclose their diagnosis to their employer, but 24% of those said that they regretted it. I will hold my hand up and say I'm definitely one of those 24%. This is because when I did disclose this to my employer, I was treated differently as a result. And the whole experience showed me just how much people have no idea about bipolar, about the symptoms, about the way that it can make us come across and present as unusual to how we would. So I'm going to tell a little bit of my story and what happened when I did disclose bipolar to my first employer once I was, you know, diagnosed. So let's get into that. So I had been at this job for around 8 months at this point, and I was unknowingly going through a manic episode around this 8 month mark. There'd been a bit of a build up to it, but it got kind of bad. So I experienced quite a lot of paranoia during this time, and I began sort of isolating myself from my colleagues. I was having delusions in the sense that what people were saying wasn't actually about me in any way, but I seemed to be misinterpreting everything. There were these clear signs around me that I was going through a storyline. This was during a time when I saw there were cameras and I was on TV, and everything that happened was part of this storyline. So my relationship had recently broken down due to my increasingly bizarre and concerning behaviour. I had been talking to men online in pursuit of scratching the itch of hypersexuality, and of course, my partner at the time was not happy with that, understandably. Anyway, after having a bit of fun with a colleague and inevitably having to disclose my bipolar diagnosis, this is where things took a real turn. My manager at the time began picking faults with my work. Even when I was not doing anything wrong, he would find an excuse to come over and criticise everything that I was doing. He was also spreading rumours to my colleagues that not only had I slept with one colleague, but also more, and this was not true at all. And this made me more paranoid. I couldn't talk to anyone at this point, and I became distrusting and anxious around my colleagues, and it only exacerbated my symptoms. I felt very ostracised by my colleagues, so I signed off sick for a couple of weeks because I just couldn't cope with it anymore. As I'd already been at this job for a few months, I thought my colleagues would know me better than to believe these nasty rumours. And at this point, I really regretted disclosing my diagnosis. I was unable to cope with being in such a toxic environment. It was only making the stress worse. It was making me more manic, more irrational, more anxious, and more unable to do my job. So despite the anxiety, I wasn't ashamed. I wasn't really embarrassed. I didn't care too much at the time what the other people were saying about me. I mean, after all, I was the star of my own TV show, so there was going to be drama. But I still did feel anxious. You know, even though I didn't have the shame or the embarrassment at that time, I still felt very anxious. And it was a shame because I did actually enjoy the job, but the atmosphere was making me incredibly unwell. I began suffering with stress-induced migraines, and as the mania had reached its peak, I was done with this place. I was done. So I'm thankful that after a conversation with my area manager, and talking about how I'd been picked on and ostracized, he agreed to let me move to a different store. And by the time I started at the new store, my mania was beginning to slow down. I still wasn't completely myself yet, but I was well liked, I was well respected, I got praise from my new manager, and my new colleagues were amazing, and I'm still friends with many of them today. But I will never forget just how awful it actually was to be bullied in such a way at work, and how misunderstood I was during that time. He never once tried to understand what I may be experiencing. He really had no interest in that at all. And whilst most of my old colleagues never said anything directly to me, like when I think back to it, their attitudes towards me were cold, and people probably did think that I was just this horrible person based on these rumours. And I barely remember it now. But I do remember the switch from disclosing my diagnosis to after disclosing my diagnosis and the change. And I got to grips with the fact that I actually wasn't the problem in that situation. He was the problem. So after leaving that job in April of last year, when my mania was over and I was feeling very much more myself, I decided that I wanted a change. I never disclosed my bipolar with this new job, as I just couldn't face going through an experience like I had before, especially when I was feeling more myself, because that is when I would be feeling ashamed, I would be feeling embarrassed, and I couldn't handle that. Sadly, though, I didn't feel myself for very long, and I was slowly slipping into a depression. It began affecting my performance at work, and whilst I thought that I was doing fine, other people around me were noticing signs that I wasn't okay. You know, it'd be like, oh, you don't seem your normal bubbly self today. You know, I'm a very, like, upbeat, bubbly person. Like, I love to talk to people, and I was a lot quieter, and as it got worse over the next few months, I just found myself unable to deal with the criticisms regarding my performance. I was tearful, and it felt like my brain just wasn't working properly. It felt like my brain cells were actively dying off day by day, and I became unable to cope with anything anymore. On top of this, I was having regular performance reviews as my work was declining, and this really put me on edge, especially since colleagues were complaining about me being given an extra break, which was actually an accommodation that was advised by occupational health, which I'm getting to later. But all that paranoia from that previous job came flooding back, and I was so anxious and suspicious of everyone around me, the colleagues that I thought I got along with, I could no longer trust. And if you follow me on Twitter or remember the podcast from the end of last year, you'll know that I had a complete breakdown, which was pretty traumatic, poorly handled by the police, and it was just horrible. But leading up to this, I had told my employers I was dealing with mental health issues. Without being specific, as depression and anxiety are generally easier for people to grasp, the day before that incident occurred, the three managers actually sat me down and told me that I had to speak to them about what was wrong. And they were so persistent, and I felt so backed into a corner. So I agreed to speak with just my main manager alone and disclose it to her, but I could barely get the words out as the memories of being talked about and ostracized in my previous workplace and bullied by my old manager, it just all came flooding back. I told her that I could not go through that again, and she was understanding but in no position to help. And those words, they just had so much trauma attached to them from the previous job that I just broke down in tears. And I actually cried for my whole 7-hour shift. And the thing was, is as they were being so persistent, it sounded like my work was hanging in the balance and it felt like a threat rather than a chat. So it wasn't just that I got drunk and went crazy. It was more that I was severely depressed, backed into a corner, forced to give up my own private medical information. Every meeting that we had, I became more conscious of the fact that not only was I depressed, but that my cognitive functions no longer worked. I felt dumb, I felt stupid, and I felt incredibly patronized. It felt as if they were talking down at me like they were speaking to a child. And this all just sent me spiraling. My thoughts were so dark, and I wanted nothing more than to just run out of the building and never come back again. But I didn't. And the thing was, I did enjoy the job. I was just in no fit state to be working at that time. And this whole build up to what happened, I just held so much anger that I had been put in a position where I felt like I had no choice but to disclose my disability or I would lose my job. And in hindsight, I should have just gone, because no matter what, if you don't want to tell your employer about your diagnosis, you don't have to. It is not their business. So after all this and resigning from that job, I was taking a nice 4 months off to get myself together, and I am doing so much better. I started a new job a couple of days ago, and it's a nice little job. I'm only working 6 hours a week while I continue to get better and find myself a job that I really want to do. And this time I did disclose my disorder. Despite all that had happened before, I thought, this is part of me. And if my symptoms, if I go through anything like that again, I just feel like I would rather people be aware before it happens. So yeah, she asked me a few questions about it and about how I'm managing my bipolar, and it was nice to speak to someone who had some empathy and understanding of what the condition is, and said that if I needed any further support, just call right away. So it really does depend on the person, but regardless, nobody can or should be forcing you to disclose medical information unless it is necessary for that job. So now that I've talked a little bit about my horrendous experience at work, let's discuss occupational health and accommodations. Occupational health is a specialist branch of medicine focusing on the health of staff in the workplace. Occupational health professionals aim to find out what impact work has on staff health and ensure that staff are fit to undertake the role they are employed to do, both physically and emotionally. So occupational health can help you with reasonable adjustments and accommodations for your bipolar disorder. For me, it meant that I got an extra break if I needed it. I also got a notebook to write down my tasks, due to my cognitive issues, so that I could sort of write like a to-do list and check things off and make sure that I had everything done, and time off for medical appointments, even at short notice. So unfortunately, this did lead to complaints from other colleagues who were not aware of my condition and not aware that occupational health had actually advised the extra 10-minute break. However, I will say the referral to occupational health did benefit me regardless of that, because it meant my employers were more aware of some of the symptoms that I was experiencing, and I was able to write things down when suffering from like brain fog and just issues like that. And if you don't want to disclose your condition like I did, it can be kept between you and occupational health. They won't tell your employer anything you don't want them to know unless it's absolutely necessary. They're just there to assess whether you're fit to work and if there's anything they can do to make working easier for you. And in general, managers are supposed to have some awareness and training in mental health awareness. I do think I've been unlucky for the most part in having a manager who, despite being made aware, seemed to not really care at all about serious mental health conditions. Now, according to Health Management UK, there are a range of supportive measures which can help employees with underlying bipolar disorder maintain their performance and attendance at work. So this could include things like reviewing shift patterns to maintain a sense of stability and, you know, making sure that you have time to sleep and rest, allowing time off for medical appointments, ensuring the amount of work is achievable, being able to recognise symptoms of manic or depressive episodes, and if possible, things like more flexibility to work from home. It all really depends on the job you're doing, to the type of accommodations that will be possible, but employers should be actively trying to keep you in work in a way that is safe and doesn't further exacerbate your symptoms. So I think I probably do sound like a proper negative Nancy, but it's not been all bad. I've had some really good jobs over the years with great support. I've met amazing people. I've made friends for life. I moved from one side of the city to another, so I had no friends when I moved here. And all the friends I have made since moving have been through working. I've also had great managers who have been understanding about my mental health struggles pre-diagnosis. I remember breaking down in tears one day as I was feeling so agitated and frustrated. And looking back, I was probably slightly depressed. But my manager took me for a hot chocolate. We talked it out and he did me so many favours to make work easier for me and ensure that I was happy to be there. It's also helped me with like routine, especially jobs with consistent shift patterns, as it allows me to get enough sleep and maintain a good balance in many things. So I put up a poll on Twitter asking whether you disclose you're bipolar or not. And the results were actually rather unsurprising, with currently 60.7 people saying no, 25% saying yes, and 14.3 saying they're undecided. There are pros and cons when it comes to disclosing mental health conditions, and more employers are becoming more understanding, and they should want good welfare for their staff. Maintaining a job with bipolar disorder does come with challenges, especially when we're manic or depressed. And I would love to hear some of your guys' experiences with working with bipolar disorder. You know, do you disclose it? Do you keep it to yourself? How do you manage your symptoms at work? I'd love to hear from more of you about this. So drop me an email at balancingbp@gmail.com or come find me on Twitter at balancingbp. As always, guys, thanks so much for listening and thanks for your great feedback on the podcast. It encourages me to continue to talk about these things, especially knowing how many of you can relate to these experiences that I've had. And it's nice to know that I'm not alone and that, you know, there is a great community of us out there. I am so grateful to you all. And as always, I will speak to you next time. Bye.